Because bodies can't solve anything. It's not my body and your body that's going to solve it. It's my mind and your mind joining in the thought in this situation that's going to solve this. It's not our body that's going to solve this.
Thank God.
If a person doesn't know 4 and 4 is 8, no matter how you dress up their body, they still not going to know the answer. it's nothing that you do with the body that really solves the problem. You can just look real cute while you're perplexed. And some of us do today. Looking real cute in our perplexity. I might be crazy as hell, but I look good, don't I? I went to a party last night. People look so beautiful that my neck is sore this morning. I started doing all night. I woke up this morning. I said, "Damn, my neck is checking all them beautiful people out." Yeah. It just getting more and more beautiful. Everybody's just getting more and more beautiful. More and more beautiful to me. God, it's so cool because you don't have to do nothing for me to start to see you this way. Mm-hmm. And that's what I like about it. I love it when my happiness don't have nothing to do with y'all. Mm-hmm. That's higher consciousness. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. You ought to be glad that my happiness doesn't have anything to do with changing you at all. I'm saying I'm happy with you, but I'm not asking you to do nothing. I'm a really cool thought you've manifested.
Yeah.
And you are for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to appreciate you so you'll stick around. Mm-hmm. See, I know that. I know the secret.
Yeah.
So, he says, the thought of bodies is a sign of faithlessness because bodies, what? Cannot attack. He says, now the thought of bodies is a sign of faithlessness, for bodies cannot solve anything. It's the body thought's intrusion on the relationship and error in your thoughts about the situation, which then becomes a justification for your lack of faith. And your mind goes, what did you just say? And the next line goes, you will make this error, but don't be concerned about it. So if you don't need to be concerned about it, you don't even need to remember what I said. The course is so easy because the course is so easy because it's the easiest book in the world. Like when I read that, probably some people didn't understand what it just said, and then he came right after that and said, in other words, you know, you're going to think about bodies and let ideas of bodies come up to create some conflict. That's just what we do. And then he turned around and said, but don't be concerned about that. Yeah, you're going to come up with a lot of body thoughts to give you some kind of conflict, but it says right here in the page, it says when you make this, you're going to make the error, but your instructions is be not at all concerned with that. You will make this error, but be not at all concerned with that. The error doesn't matter. The error doesn't matter. The mistake of focusing on the body, using the body to make yourself confused and in conflict, that doesn't matter. Don't be concerned about that. Don't be concerned about that. Don't be concerned about the thoughts you have about the bodies that you're trying your best to figure out what to do with. Don't be concerned about that. You're going to make that error of thinking about people and people in conflicts among people. And we're going to have body thoughts. So we're going to have conflicting body thoughts. It says, don't be concerned about that. You're going to make that mistake. But don't be concerned about that. The error doesn't matter. The error, your mistake, it doesn't matter. The mistake doesn't matter. Faithlessness brought to faith will never interfere with the truth. My faithlessness, my thinking about things just in terms of bodies and not thinking about things in terms of joining and in terms of peace, all these conflicting body thoughts, my faithlessness, believing that it's something else other than me that's creating my reality, my faithlessness brought to faith will never interfere with the truth. We may not have full belief right now, but the fact that we really and truly want to bring our faithlessness to faith will not interfere with the truth. The truth can still be in our lives if we just keep wanting to let go of our faithlessness.
Ooh, mercy, that's so good.
Okay? Then it says, but faithlessness used against truth? I don't believe this stuff, and I think you're crazy, and I'm not even paying attention to that idea that I could be loved, and I could be the creator of my experience, and I could be, this stuff sounds crazy. My faithlessness used against the truth will always destroy faith. So using your faithlessness against the truth just destroys your faith. It doesn't do anything to the truth. You just have less and less belief in it. The more I have a belief that love is impossible for me and peace and joy and happiness is impossible for me, it doesn't affect my abundance. It just destroys my faith in my own abundance. So all of the complaining is destroying your faith, but not your gifts.
Wow.
All the complaining is destroying your faith. All of your arguing with the truth is destroying your faith. But it's not destroying the truth. Your wanting to be right is destroying your faith. But it doesn't destroy the truth. Okay? So if you lack faith, here's instruction. If you lack faith, ask that faith be restored where faith was lost. Okay. I ask that my faith be restored where it was lost. I ask that my faith be restored where it was lost. I ask where my faith in you be restored where it was lost. Okay, so I'm upset with my friend, my child, my partner. What I want to do is I want to walk up to that person and I want to ask that my faith in you be restored where it was lost. Instead of telling you you're a low down dog, I want my faith to be restored in you where it was lost. Because I got a lack of faith. I don't believe you. So I want to ask that my faith be restored where my faith was lost. And I'm not going to try to have it made up to me elsewhere as if I've been unjustly deprived of it. I'm going to stop trying to get people to make up for what I deprived myself of. Stop wanting people to make up for what you deprived yourself of. Stop wanting people to make up to you what you are depriving yourself of. So that you can have some
faith in them,
which is the faith that I am the problem, I am the answer.
So is that like an expression of love?
It's always an expression of love. Okay. It's always an expression of love when I ask that my faith in you be restored where it was lost. I don't want to feel the way that I feel about you, so I want my perception to be corrected so I can love you again. One of my greatest achievements after studying the course for so long and working with it is that when I get angry, it's so cool. It's like when I get angry, my mouth won't open like it used to. It's so cool. It's like the fact that I don't feel good is my first clue that I'm about to make a mistake. Okay, it's like the minute I get that little twinge that's been ready to go, you know, as soon as I go into it, I start breathing. If I can, I don't always pull it off, but I pull it off in an amazing number of times compared to what I used to. And every time I can breathe. And sometimes I'll tell the person that I'm feeling it with, I said, right now, I'm getting centered, I'm coming back to who I am, just hold up a second, hold on, give me a minute to remember, because I'm about to forget on your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking all about God, the heavenly hosts, all of them. All, everybody, I've forgotten about you. You don't exist because I'm mad. Mm-hmm. And the minute that I get mad, the truth ceases to exist for me. I always do this. I always put my batteries where I won't forget them. And then losing it. Because it's about to run out, and I want to make sure that I